Crossfield country artist Robert Adam has a lot going for him at the moment. On top of being in the top 12 of Wild 95.3 FM's Project Wild competition, which could garner Adam $100,000 if he's chosen as the winner, he's also making the best music of his budding career. His newest single titled Let's Do This Again was released in early June, and represents a new beginning for Adam. The song is an ode to the 1960s and 1970s country music he has always loved, with a contemporary twist and his own flair as an artist. If you didn't know better, you may think the track was something from that time, from an artist you may have just not known about. Adam said the song was inspired after a Christmas party event he attended while working as a server at a The Keg restaurant. I was dressed up in my Western best, he said. I was trying to capture that euphoric moment when you meet a new person you haven't seen romantically before. The track's texture plays itself perfectly in the range of a good old-fashioned country love song. Masterfully blended instrument arrangements paired with Adam's remarkable vocals lay the groundwork for a song that lends itself in a way not a lot of modern country seems to. This is kind of a song to just put the earbuds in, close your eyes, and get lost in a dreamy vintage country texture that makes you feel good and reminds you, life has a lot of cool surprises, he said. While born and raised in Bonnyville, Alta, Adam has called Crossfield home since 2017. While he pursues his dream in the music industry, he knew it would be important to remain in the rural areas he has grown to know and love, and his music represents that identity fully. It has been a number of years since Adam's last official release, but Let's Do This Again shows listeners his time away from the studio hasn't left him behind in any way. The song was made solely by Adam and his bandmate Michael Kissinger, who self-produced and self-recorded the track. Adam said the process has garnered a big step up for him and has put his music on a different level than where it was before. Adam said Kissinger wrote all of the string sections you hear in the song, and he feels the biggest achievement of the record came from getting the final mix just right. Blending all of those layers was not easy, he said. To make the right balance so nothing is overpowering was important, and very much inspired by the Carpenters. It's no surprise Adam is in the running to win $100,000 through his top 12 selection in Project Wild. His sound has clearly evolved to levels that could help find mainstream success for the track's vulnerability and authenticity. The time in country music Adam's song gives an ode to, I would say, is some of the most relatable and honest music that has ever been released. The era boasted stories of love and heartbreak that do not seek to reach any particular audiences, just those that know the feeling, whether it's good or bad. Adam should be commended for the music he is putting out, and I would not be surprised if you begin to hear his name a lot more around here as he continues to drop new music. Jordan Stricker, AirdreeToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at jstricks.